Where have you been? Well, we're going to have communion, and we're going to do it with joy, rejoicing, blessing, and thanksgiving. And we can do that because communion is by grace and grace only. Our new birth is by grace. We are saved by grace. We are forgiven by grace. We have eternal life by grace. We are redeemed by grace. We are reconciled to God by grace. It's all by grace. Communion is by grace. You may say to me, but I still sin. We all do. You may say to me, but I'm so weak. We're all weak. You may say, but I make so many mistakes. We all make mistakes. And you say, I'm always comparing myself with other people, and they're better Christians than I am, and I never measure up. If you're doing that, stop it. Because the people you are referring to are probably worse off than you are. It's all by grace. So have communion with joy, rejoicing, blessing, celebration, and thanksgiving. Now, the history of it again is recorded in Matthew 24, Mark 14, Luke 22, when our Lord Jesus Christ met with the disciples to celebrate the Jewish Passover meal, to celebrate their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. And the Lord observed that Passover meal. This time he did something different. After the meal, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body given for you." And then he took the cup of wine and said, "This is the New Testament blood in the New Covenant." They are to eat the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of him. Knowing that the grace of God covers us. All that we need is through the cross, and the grace of God causes us to be justified and worthy before him. So we're going to take the bread and eat it in remembrance of him. And so we do. Amen. And then he took the cup of wine, the symbol of his blood shed, his death for us. Take it and drink, and do this in remembrance of me, and so we do. Amen. We have an amazing Lord, amazing grace, amazing mercy, and you are amazing, gracious, loving people of God. Amen.